Joining us now from Golf Fit Carolina, Bob Foreman. Bob, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Here in the Carolinas, it's going to be kind of a wet and rainy weekend. So it's definitely a good time for people to be maybe taking some time out of their game and getting fit, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The wintertime is the best time to improve your golf game.
Well, is there enough of it left? I've really let myself go. Is there enough winter left for me to get in shape?
Well, it is an all-around. It should be an all-around thing to do. But, definitely during the colder months when you're not out there swinging a stick, it's a good time to focus inward on the mechanism that's swinging the stick, and that's your body.
So what are your most important exercises, body parts? I mean, you just don't want to go and circuit train or go, do a tough mudder or something. If you're really trying to do sports-specific training for golf, what should some of these folks be focusing on and how long they need to devote to it? And is there a way to do it efficiently, especially for some of our older listeners?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing you need to do is you should go through a physical screen, a fitness assessment. And that involves about 10 to 12 little mini assessments, nothing labor intensive, but that is designed to kind of draw out any musculoskeletal deficiencies that the golfer may have. And when I say that, I mean muscle tightness, muscle weakness, muscle imbalance, because we now know that there's a strong correlation between muscle deficiencies and inefficiencies in the golf swing, and also injury potential. So once you go through that screen, you have kind of a blueprint. You've got a map, that you can identify, and this way you can target specific exercises for those areas. And within a relatively short period of time, if you're faithful to the program, and that's really the key, is that you stick with it. But I've seen some significant improvements in some golfers in as little as 4 to 6 weeks.
So, all right, so if we are out there and we're golfing 2, 3, 4, 5, even 6 times a week from, say, mid-April until it gets too cold at the beginning of November, we've developed a certain amount of, sport-specific muscle and fitness. And then we sit around for 3 months. What gives up first? Is it atrophy in the big muscles? Is it the lower back? What kinds of things are we developing when we're playing a lot of golf that tend to go away first when we stop playing?
Well, you bring up a good point. I mean, the fact that swinging a golf stick, playing golf, will actually develop deficiencies because it's a repetitive, one-sided activity that you're doing over and over and over again. And for some of us, we're doing it quite a few times in a round of golf. So, during the off season or even during the season. I mean, the whole idea behind, a golf fitness program, any exercise program, really is to bring symmetry back to the body. And, believe me, I've been doing this for 10 years now. We all have. I've tested tour players. I've tested juniors. Everybody's got deficiencies. So, the biggest thing is working on the flexibility, working on the range of motion, getting balance back into the system. So, it's a combination of doing some golf-specific strength exercises, some stretching, and even some balance-type exercises.
Yeah, so, Bob, one question that I always run into is that, we go to play golf, and we get to the golf course and we don't give ourselves enough time, to get warmed up and do whatever. Is there something that we can do? So let's say I've got 20 minutes before my tee time when I get to the golf course. I mean, theoretically, I want to hit some golf balls to warm up, but it should go the other way around. I should do some stretching and get my muscles and everything going first and maybe hit less golf balls and worry about getting my body warmed up. So what should I do if I've only got like that 20 minutes before I tee off?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff you can do, from a standing position. There's a bunch of stuff you can do stretching-wise with your golf cart. I've got some videos on the website that people can go to that'll demonstrate some specific stretches. But, some of the more common areas that I've found over the years, hamstrings in the back of the legs tend to be tight in a lot of golfers, and that can cause mobility issues in the hips. It can also cause low back issues. Tight mid-back, the thoracic spine, if you want to be technical. It seems to be tight in a lot of golfers, so there's some real good stretches that you can do with the golf cart, you know, some lat stretches, some mid-spine stretches that you can do. And the thing is not only before the round of golf, but during the round of golf, you know, some folks, if they do stretch, which is a good thing, you know, once the round starts, they don't. And when you think, you know, a round of golf is, what, 5-6 hours in some cases, and if it's cold out, you're going to tighten up again. So it's important to not only stretch prior to the round, but during the round as well, just to keep the, you know, the incidence of injury down and to keep you loose.
Now, is that particularly important if you're going to be riding in a cart and not walking and you know, almost automatically, naturally staying loose? We sit in those carts an awful long time.
Either case, really.
Yeah.
You know, walking will keep the blood pumping and keep you warm a little bit, but you still got to stretch.
Again, we're talking with Bob Foreman of Golf Fit Carolina, and it's golffitcarolina.com. What are some of the most popular videos that people are watching on the site?
Well, that warm-up video is a pretty good one. It's got quite a few thousand hits. I've got a cart stretch video on there that is getting a lot of attention. You know, and again, there's a lot of different individual videos with different exercises. Some are flexibility, some are, you know, strength related. You know, there's a big epidemic out there with posture in a lot of golfers, both old and young. It used to be an older golfer's disease to see the C posture, you know, the bowing of the spine, which will rob the golfer of distance. There's things there that you can do for that. So, again, it's kind of an individual thing. You first have to identify where those deficiencies are and then attack those deficiencies.
Bob, you know, as a child of the 70s and 80s, and this is certainly the case for people born even earlier than me, you know, we were always taught or told or thought that, you know, if you lift weights, you're going to become muscle bound and you won't be able to pitch and you won't be able to hit a free throw and you won't be able to golf. Help me debunk that a little bit. And, you know, the lifting weights and lifting weights properly, you're not going to get muscle bound unless your body is set to get muscle bound. I mean, help me debunk some of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a controversy going on right now, isn't there, with guys like Rory and all that. I think there is definitely a window, you know, that golfers should stay within. I don't think they should be pumping their, you know, two times their body weight. But, you know, and it used to be in the old days before all this stuff came out back in 2008 that weightlifting and golf just was like oil and water. It shouldn't mix because, it will ruin your golf swing. But now we know it's the complete opposite, that it can actually help your golf swing. Again, especially working on those deficiencies that you may have, the weakness that you may have. Plus, I mean, it will definitely work, you know, it's instrumental in keeping the injury potential down. So as long as you're doing it properly and you're not cranking up the heavy weights, you shouldn't have any problem, and it should help your golf game in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, as we age and we're trying to stay flexible, we certainly don't want to be doing, you know, one rep maxes or even you know, three reps to exhaustion. Try to keep things in the 8 to 12 or even higher. And also, by doing things properly, you know, if you're doing something for your legs, if you're doing it properly, you're also helping your core, you're helping your spine, you're helping the angle of your neck if you're doing it properly. So, you know, I think the mistake a lot of folks make is they get the weights cranked up too high and form is sacrificed and they actually give up a lot more than they realize. Is that legit?
Oh, definitely. You know, you see a lot of people throwing the weights around. As a matter of fact, the slower you go, the better it is, because you'll recruit more muscle fiber units through the range of motion. And, you know, as we get older, you bring up another good point. You know, we're all facing that condition called sarcopenia, which is an inevitable loss of muscle tissue. Happens both in men and women, and it starts at the ripe old age of 30. And most of the muscle tissue you lose is that muscle tissue, the fast twitch muscle tissue, which is responsible for short, quick bursts of energy, which the golf swing is. And most of that we lose is in the legs. So, you know, there's a reason why there's a senior tees or a forward tees, but you don't have to lose that muscle tissue if you get into a sensible resistance training routine.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're starting off at ground zero, let's say you went through all your tests and you know, your little micro test that you talked about when you first came on. I mean, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, you're at like ones and twos across the board. I mean, where do you start? Where do you start this program?
Well, the corrective phase is, for most golfers, is a lot of flexibility, a lot of range of motion. That's probably the biggest factor in most golfers, is they lack that. You know, we're sitting a lot, so, you know, lifestyle will kind of dictate that. And like I say, playing the game will also dictate that. You know, once you've worked at that for a few weeks, then you can start to transition, you know, tweak the program to start to incorporate some golf-specific strength exercises and balance. And then once you do that for a number of weeks, then you can start introducing some power/speed exercises that will help recruit those faster twitch muscle fibers to help you get even more distance, or get your distance back that you're losing as you're getting older.
So, and you seem to be a big advocate of some machine work, which is good because it really controls things. You're not dealing with free weights, and you know, the possibility of injury is much, much less when you're using machines. But leg extensions, leg curls, is that because those are big foundational muscles that you know, and it will also help if they grow it to help you burn calories and things like that? Is that why leg extensions and leg curls seem to be important to you?
Yeah, it is. And actually, to be honest with you, I don't really use the big bulky equipment as much. I do more functional training with golfers. You know, the actually free weights, dumbbells, exercise tubing, stability balls. I'd rather put somebody do a chest fly on a stability ball than doing it on a flat bench or in a machine, because when you sit in a machine, basically there's no balance involved. So the machine is kind of holding you up. It's holding the weights in place, so you're basically just isolating that one muscle group. So if you take that same chest fly and you do it on a stability ball, you sit on a stability ball, you walk down the ball, and you keep your hips parallel to the floor, now you're going to do your chest fly, so you're isolating the pecs, which is used quite extensively in both phases of the golf swing. You're also going to engage your glutes, which are your power muscles in the golf swing, because you're keeping your hips nice and level. And you're going to engage your core, because you don't want to fall off the stability ball. And the wider the feet are, you know, the more stable you're going to be, the closer the feet are together, the more you're going to engage that core. So, yeah, I mean, the definitely the lower muscle groups are important, because they're also going to help you with balance. But I prefer doing more functional training than the big bulky stuff.
Well, Bob, we really appreciate you coming on with us this morning and talk about fitness. And I want to remind everybody to go out to your website, golffitcarolina.com.
Oh, I appreciate it. And you guys should come by and we'll put you through the assessment.
There you go. Well, there'll be a lot of zeros on the board, I have a feeling. thanks a lot, Bob.
All right. Thanks, guys.